with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a religious festival. Near the sheep gate in Jerusalem, there is a pool, Bethesda, with five porches. In Hebrew, it is called Bethesda. A large crowd of the sick people were lying in the porches, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there, and he knew that the man had been ill for such a long time. So he asked him, "Do you want to get healed?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one here to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am trying to get in, somebody else gets in there." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." Immediately the man got well. He picked up his mat and started walking. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, we are not the product of evolution. We are not people come out of monkeys, but we are a product of creative thought of God. We are the product of the everlasting love of God. God has created us because He has loved us. I said, we are the product of creative thought of God. We are the product of His everlasting love. Why did God create us? What does CCC teach? Catechism of the Catholic Church. What did you learn in the catechism? Why did God create us? In the first place, love Him. Before loving, to search for Him, to know Him, after knowing to love Him, after having loved to serve Him. In the first place, before knowing, I got to search for the Lord. I should know the Lord. After knowing, I got to love Him. In the fourth place, I got to serve. This is what CCC teaches. God has created us for, so that we may search for Him, we may know Him, we may love Him, and we may serve Him. That's what we have been reflecting these days. On the first day, we reflected as Jesus as the model of prayer. We came to know whom we got to search. On the first day, we came to know whom we got to search. In the second day, readings and the liturgy helped us how to know God, how to search for Him, how to know Him. What was the theme on the second day? Through the Word of God and the sacraments, we need to search for God and we get the knowledge of God. And on the third day, that is yesterday, we heard how we got to express our love for God by our well-behaved life, by the virtues, by inculcating virtues in my life, I express my love for the Lord. And today, we will be studying, or in the days to come, we will be learning how we got to serve the Lord. This is the purpose of our creation has been reflected during these days from the first day of novena till today. We began our journey from nowhere. We do not know, even before we were formed in the mother's womb, where we were. And we are marching towards something, some goal, we do not know where. We come from somewhere, we do not know. We march towards something, towards a goal, and we do not know where. But in faith, I believe we have been created by God, we have come from the Lord, and in faith we believe that we march towards God, who we believe He created us, who cares for us, who is concerned of us, who loves us, whose love is everlasting, who is always with us. I said we have come from nowhere. We march towards a goal, we do not know where. But in faith we believe we come from God and we march towards God to be eternally with Him. The Lord is up above in the heavens and we are here on earth. How are we to link each other? How are we to be in touch with the Lord? It is said the first cordless phone was discovered or created by him who is above. First cordless phone that was created or discovered by the one who is above, and that was named prayer. The first cordless phone created by God was called prayer. This never loses the signal, and it need not to be recharged, and it is always free, and all the calls are local. Thus, prayer became a loving relationship with the Lord. The Lord is heaven above, and we are here on earth. And with this cordless phone that is called prayer, I remain in relationship with the Lord. And today we are reflecting on devotions that fosters prayer, devotions that help me to be in relationship with the Lord. Those devotions which help me to be in touch with the Lord. That's what we are reflecting today, through the devotion to the divine. What do I mean by devotion? If I recall all the themes of these 4 days of novena, God created us and did not leave us as orphans. On the first day, we reflected, God sent His own Son to express His love for us. He did not leave us as orphans, I said. That's why He sent His only Son to express His love, to tell us how much He loves us. That's why we reflected on the first day, Jesus is the model for prayer. Looking at the life of Jesus, looking at the humanity of Jesus, form your life. That was the intention. That's why on the first day we had the theme as Jesus as the model of prayer. And it is said our God is a talkative God. Our God is a talkative God. He talks. That's why we hear in the book of Hebrews, God has spoken to us in many and varied ways. God is a talkative God. He keeps on speaking. That's why we reflected on the second day, through the word of God and the sacrament, He keeps on forming. Through the word of God and the sacraments, He helps us on which path we got to walk. And on the third day, through the inspiration, constant inspiration to form our lives, to inculcate virtues in our lives. And today, through the Mother Church, His bride, the Lord is going to teach us, through devotions too, you can be in touch with the Lord. What do I mean by devotions today? Or what do you mean by devotions? If you log in, or if you find out the meaning of devotions, external practices of piety. Devotions means external practices of piety, which is not part of the liturgy, but approved by the church for the benefit of the people. External practices of piety, which is not a part of liturgy. Eucharist is the liturgy, so external practices are not a part of liturgy, but approved by the church for the benefit of the people to be in touch with the Lord. Sacrosanctum Concilium, the document of the Vatican II, would say these spiritual practices should be commended, should be appreciated, provided they are in tune with the teaching of the church. Tomorrow, if someone comes up with a particular devotion, it should be appreciated, commended, provided it is in tune with the teachings of the church. When I say devotions, it could be novenas, it could be way of the cross, it could be pilgrimage you visit now and then, it could be penitential services, etc. That's why we hear in the reading of the today, what did we hear, or where did we hear the first reading from? Where did you hear the first reading from? Once the preacher asked the gathering, where did we hear the first reading from? One of the naughty boys got up and said, from the Ambo. We heard the first reading from the book of Samuel, where Hilkanah with his two wives, Hannah and Peninnah, he goes to a place, goes to a pilgrimage, is a devotion again, a pious devotion, goes for a pilgrimage to Shiloh. The reading says, Hannah had no children, and Peninnah, the other wife, had two children, and she was irritating this lady, this Hannah. And Hannah, being so helpless, in that holy place, prays to the God Almighty, Lord, give me a privilege to be a mother. If I happen to be a mother of a son, I will offer him here before the altar, and I will help him to grow in such a way that he is a Nazarene, and never will he take wine, or never he takes anything that is intoxicating. I will bring him up in such a way that he is your faithful servant, provided you give me a privilege of being a mother of a son. And in the gospel we hear, all the people went to Jerusalem and there was a pool. And it was believed the angels of the Lord would stir up the water. At that point of time, if the sick people got in, they were healed. Another pilgrimage where they could be healed. After analyzing both of these readings, what do we hear? What do we learn? Through the devotions, am I to seek magic in my life? Am I to seek a miracle to happen in my life? Or am I to seek the presence of God? See, Hannah, after having received the child in her life, this blind man, after having received the healing, after having received the sight, both of them worshipped God. They never said, that place made me holy. That particular place, that particular pilgrimage gave me the favor. But they grew in relationship with the Lord in the same way, my dear brothers and sisters. All our devotions, all our spiritual practices should lead us to God. Not to, we don't practice devotions or we practice any other spiritual practices to have miracles in our lives. I don't come for the infant Jesus novena to have a miracle to happen in my life. But I come for the infant Jesus novena so that through this novena, I am able to experience God's presence in my life. My dear brothers and sisters, devotions have different effects in our lives. How do they foster prayer? Or how do they help me to go to divine? How do they help my journey towards the divine? They have got four effects. In the first place, it helps me to be aware of the presence of God. We practice devotions or we have the spiritual practices to make myself aware of the presence of God. I tell the Lord through my devotion, Lord, I am aware of your presence in my life. This way, these devotions foster that awareness of the presence of God in my life. If you turn the page of book of Sirach, 38th chapter, verses 24 to 26, there the reading goes, only the scribe who has time of leisure has the opportunity to have the wisdom of God. The man who is plowing, the man who is having the, who is plowing in the field, he is always worried about the oxen or what fodder to be given to the heifer or how to plow and what to do next. His worries are always on the oxen. But the one who has the time of leisure can be thinking of God. So these devotions help me to think of God. That's why church encourages, appreciates the devotions in our lives. And the second effect is these devotions purify us. The practices, the various penitential rites and various practices that we have purifies our intentions. We are marching towards the Lord. The Lord is perfect. I need to be perfect. This is my journey. On this way, these devotions help me to purify. If I am not in tune with the will of God, these devotions or a few spiritual practices that I practice help me to renew myself or purify myself and to be in tune with the Lord. And the third effect of the devotion or the third role of the devotion is it illumines us. Maybe these days you are attending the novenas, you are participating in the infant Jesus novena. And every day you have been given a lot of input, you have been given homily, you are listening to the homily, you are listening to the introductions and so many other informations that are given. Through these devotions, we get illumined, we get the knowledge of God. This is the third purpose of the devotions, that it illumines us. In the fourth place, my dear brothers and sisters, it transforms us. When you are constantly in touch with God, when you constantly hear from God, or when you constantly speak to God, or when you are constantly aware of the presence of God, your life transforms, your life changes. This is the fourth effect the devotions or the spiritual practices have in our lives. Now you may be wondering, there is a novena to infant Jesus, there is novena to Mother Mary, there is novena to various saints. What is the difference between these novenas or the religious practices or the spiritual practices or the various devotions? Let me clarify, there are three types of devotions, or it could be, there is a hierarchy. Latin term is latria, hyperdulia and dulia. Latria means it's worship or adoration. It's given only to the Holy Trinity. We adore, we worship, we praise only God. Dulia is the honor given to the communion of saints. It is an honor. We don't worship the saints. When I do the novena, when I do practice various devotions on saints, I don't worship them, I don't adore them, I honor them. So latria and dulia. What is hyperdulia? Dulia is the honor given to the saints except Mother Mary. So this hyperdulia, this is a special honor given to Mother Mary. This hyperdulia is little less than Latria, a little higher than Dulia. So these are the three types. This is the hierarchy followed in the church. And when I practice this Dulia, when I practice this hyperdulia, the honor given to the saints and honor given to Mother Mary, this Dulia and hyperdulia should lead to Latria, that is worship and adoring God. My prayer, my devotion to the saints, my devotion to Mother Mary should lead me to the presence of God, should lead me to the knowledge of God. That is what is expected of each one of us gathered here. And my dear brothers and sisters, today we are gathered here for the infant Jesus novena. We have come here to honor infant Jesus. St. Teresa of Avila would say, have love for the humanity of Jesus. He is the only way, and he is the surest way, and he is the safest way. Have, because we hear even in the gospel, Jesus is the only way, Jesus is the way, and through him we reach the Father. That's why we are here, to honor infant Jesus. Through the humanity of Jesus, we go to the divinity. Through the humanity of Jesus, we go to the divine. Through Jesus, we go to the Father. That is the purpose we are here. Sometimes I would say, through the humanity of Jesus, we got to go to God. This is the surest way and the safest way. Before we conclude, let us learn something to apply for our lives, some application to our lives. In the first place, my dear brothers and sisters, let us not be discouraged. You may say, my dear Father, I have been coming for novena since many days, now since many years, asking for one favor, and the infant Jesus has not given me. He has given the other neighbor who came after me, he has favored her or him, but I have not received the favor from infant Jesus. Let us not come with that intention, and let us not be discouraged. One day or the other, we will be led to that experience of God through this novena. Let us not be discouraged. It is said, the Lord answers our prayers in three ways. In the first place, he says yes and gives you what you want. In the second place, he says no and gives you what you need the most. And in the third place, the Lord says, wait, my dear child, and gives you what is best for you. And gives you what is best for your life. Let us remember, let us not be discouraged through our devotions. One or the other day, it will lead us to that knowledge of God. Secondly, let us not consider the devotions as an end. Let us not worship the saints. When I receive a favor from a saint, let's imagine I went to Mudipu, or I went to Karkal, or I came to Infant Jesus Shrine. I got a miracle. I got a favor in my life. So I begin honoring only that particular saint. And that particular saint takes the place of God. No. Let us not treat the devotion as an end in itself, but a means to reach God. Thirdly, let us not seek miracles in our devotions. Let us not seek magic in our lives. Let us seek the presence of God. Let us go beyond devotion. Let me put forth an allegory before you. Imagine you want to go to Bangalore. One of your friends offers BMW car, and you happen to travel in that. It was so nice, the journey was so comfortable. You reach Bangalore, and it seems, if you stick on to only devotion, it is like saying, it is nice to be in the car, I will be in the car only, I don't want to get down. I want to travel, I have reached the destiny, but I say, I want to remain in the vehicle itself, I don't want to get down. It is something like that. If I remain at the level of devotion, if I get stuck to devotion, and if I don't want to proceed further, it is something like wanting to remain in the vehicle. And finally, my dear sisters, let us have some personal devotions in our lives. St. Teresa of Avila would say, St. Teresa of Avila, she experienced the highest form of prayer in her life, that's called spiritual marriage. She experienced that highest form of prayer, but still she said, I never gave up taking the sign of the cross before sleeping. I never forgot to make that small devotion, practice that small devotion of taking the sign of the cross before sleeping. I always practice in spite of having reached that stage. And she also would say, always have the holy water with you. That is the best means to chase away the devil. And finally, I would like to suggest, have a personal devotion for your lives. It does not mean or it does not force you, because someone introduced you, someone said, my dear brother or sister, I enjoyed the prayer experience there in Infant Jesus. It is very nice. I got a miracle in my life. That's why I go to Infant Jesus. Because someone said, you don't go. Because someone got the favor somewhere, Mudipu, I to go there. No. Take or choose a devotion that is best suited for your life. When you go to a hotel, all of us don't opt the same menu. We don't choose the same food. We choose the food that is tasty for my life. In the same way, my dear sisters and brothers, choose a devotion that is very much suiting for your life, which is very pleasing to you, which makes you very comfortable, which gives you that taste of that presence of God. Choose that devotion. Not because my neighbor goes to that particular place, my friend goes to that particular place, because my senior or some authority told me to visit that place, just to satisfy that particular soul, that particular person, I go for novena. No. Choose the devotion that pleases you the most. As we are offering this holy sacrifice today, let us ask the grace to turn all our devotions to that God experience. Let us not remain at the level of emotions. Let us rise above. Let us rise above to the intellect. Let us rise above to the reason. And may this Holy Eucharist give us that experience of God. May this Holy Eucharist may teach us to rise above our devotions to the presence of God. Amen.